This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, August 19th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the Democratic National Convention underway in the Windy City, and AgriPulse is there reporting on this week's activities. Newsmakers host Lydia Johnson says it'll be an active week in Chicago.
Well, we have a busy week here in Chicago covering, of course, anything that applies to that agriculture and rural policy perspective. But the big thing we're looking at today and throughout the week is there's different council and caucus meetings. So we're in the depths of that. The environmental caucus today, the rural council meeting coming up tomorrow, labor council meeting, small business meeting. So listening to all those. And then tonight on the big stage and on TV, President Biden will be speaking along with his wife, Jill. Hillary Clinton's on the agenda, and then a welcome from the Chicago mayors. Throughout the rest of the week, lots of leaders from across the Democratic Party, and we'll be right there in the convention center covering it all.
Do you see any opportunity this week or any indication of where the Democratic side of the aisle stands on policy, especially from the Senate perspective and Chairwoman Stabenow of the Ag Committee?
That topic is never out of conversation, and looking forward to a lot of discussions that week focused on that. And tentatively, we'll have a conversation from the convention with Senator Stabenow for Newsmakers that is released this Friday. So very much looking forward to that conversation. But the narrative that we've been hearing lately across the board is that the election in November is going to change a lot of the plans for the Farm Bill timeline. You know, who's in control of each side of Congress, who's in control of the White House, and that could very well change the timeline and what's included in the Farm Bill. So it'll be very interesting speaking with Senator Stabenow this week and ag leaders the rest of the week here in Chicago about the outlook for the election and how that does shape Farm Bill policy and Farm Bill timeline.
Growth Energy's Emily Score tells AgriPulse she believes the nation's energy supply should be included in the debate for the White House. Score says ethanol-blended gasoline should be a part of a climate-smart agenda, as well as a boon for the rural economy and agriculture.
And I don't think there is a path to the White House, either on the Republican side or the Democratic side, that does not include getting the support of the Midwest. And so certainly, historically, our greatest opportunity is usually on the Iowa caucus, where we really bring the most attention to biofuels and ethanol. But there are some swing states that are in play that are going to receive a lot of attention. And so we would like to see more from both sides, from both candidates, as they're talking about what it is that they will do to make sure they're supporting the rural economy, that they're supporting ethanol, and they're supporting our ability to grow and expand the rural economy.
Following a federal appeals court judgment that vacated the Biden administration reversals of small refinery exemptions to the renewable fuel standard, Score says the next administration won't be able to avoid decisions under the RFS.
This is most likely going to be action taken under the next administration. So what will the next administration's EPA do? We believe that the original decisions to deny the exemptions were based on sound economic analysis. That's what we have long argued in all of our legal support of those decisions. We've said before the economic hardship that refiners claim to experience is really accounting fiction. So this is going to be a big part of the portfolio for the next administration. And that's going to be therefore be a big part of our advocacy as an industry to make sure that we limit the amount of SREs that are granted, because it is some accounting fiction. And if there are any granted, you reallocate that requirement and redistribute it throughout the rest of the refinery.
Score says those decisions involve a large volume of renewable fuel.
We have well over 100 SRE denials that are now back in play. That's several billion gallons of RINs. It's a substantial number. It's something that we are paying close attention to and that we will have to really focus our attention on moving forward.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.